家早上好，教会的弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
Thank you. It is a joy for me to be with you this morning.
来这里真是今天早上非常高兴的一件事情。
I was simply wishing I know how to speak Chinese, so I don't really need to speak in English.
那我真的是很希望我应该能讲中文，这样的话我就不用讲英文了。
But you know, this is a missions weekend in your church, and so I'm one of the missionaries that you support, and so it is a privilege for me to be here to share with you.
那今天这个正好是我们这个大教会的这个宣道周，那我所以今天很高兴，是我的一个荣幸能够与大家同在。
Yes, I have a wife, this one, and I have twin children.
我有一个妻子，还有两个孩子。
And she was here last Friday, and she sends her greetings. She cannot be with us.
她上周五在这里，那现在已经回去了。
But she is praying for us right now, and so in the spirit she is with us.
那她在为我们祷告，所以她的灵与我们同在。
As we were singing a while ago, those songs really spoke to my heart.
那刚刚我们唱赞美诗的时候，那些诗歌真的是对我的心说话。
Especially when we are coming to the song, it says the storms in your life.
那尤其是当我们唱到那首就是生命中的风暴的这一段。
And God is there to see us through the storms.
那神在那里是看顾我们经历这些风暴。
I have one particular storm this week.
那我这周呢有一个特别的一个生活中的风暴。
Today is October 13th.
14th. 14th,
I'm sorry.
今天呢是10月14号。
In October 3, my father passed away.
在10月3号的时候，我的父亲过世了。
In the Philippines.
在菲律宾。
So I'm here, I cannot go there.
那我在这里，我不能够回去。
I was very sad.
我非常的难过。
Of the eight children, and the only one who was missing in the funeral. Of the eight children, I am the only one not there for the funeral.
那在葬礼的时候呢，我父亲有八个孩子，我是其中之一，唯一一个没有能回去的。
But God is bigger than the storm, because even though I'm here, God comforted me.
那神是在看顾我们在生活中的风暴的，虽然我在这里，但是神也看顾我。
Because in April this year, the last time I was with my dad, I really talked to him about God seriously.
那今年四月份的时候，也正是我上一次跟他在一起的时候，我就非常严肃地跟他讲神的事情。
He is 89 years old, so I told him, Dad.
所以他是89岁的人，那我把这个事情跟他讲了。
You might be called sooner, so you have to accept Christ, and you have to have Christ in your life.
所以他可能生命不久，但所以他要应该尽快的接受耶稣。
And he prays sincerely, so I know he's with heaven, with Christ in heaven.
那他与我祷告，一起祷告，所以我现在知道他在天堂与神在一起。
I didn't see him this time he was buried, but I'll see him again in heaven someday.
那虽然我们这次没有能见到，但是我们会在天堂有一天相见。
My wife and I have been with the Wesleyan Church Global Partners since 1988, for the last 24 years.
我和我太太大概从1988年的时候，有20年的经历，都一直在服侍于这个国际全球合伙人，这是一个基督徒的组织，宣教组织。
Our first assignment was at Simba Mission Hospital in Africa, because we have a big hospital there.
那我第一个宣教的工作呢，就是在非洲的一个医院。
So my wife and I serving there as medical doctors.
那我和我的妻子首先在那里是作为医生服侍。
A beautiful country, great people. Our brothers and sisters there are really on fire for the Lord.
那非常美丽的国家，也非常美好、非常好的人民，他们在那里真的是对神有一个热心。
They have many storms there, especially during the height of the HIV/AIDS epidemic.
那他们有很大的困难，在那里，特别是尤其是这个艾滋病的这个蔓延。
And we were there at that time, and we saw how our Zambian brothers and sisters overcome so many of this problems of AIDS and HIV.
那我们在那边见证了这些很多的弟兄姐妹们，他们也借着神能够经历这个艾滋病的这个折磨。
Then in 1995 to 1996, God called us to another place, and we went to Nepal.
那在1995年的时候呢，神呼召我们去另外一个地方，到了尼泊尔。
From Africa to Nepal, still with the Wesleyan Church.
那从非洲到尼泊尔，依然是在卫斯理教会的体制下面。
Still serving as medical missionaries.
那依然是以医疗的方式来服侍神。
You know where's Nepal, right? You know where's Mount Everest.
你们应该都知道这个尼泊尔在哪里吧
？That's where we are.
那就是我们在那个地方。
And then in 2007,
在2007年
，we were asked to help out overseeing other countries where Wesleyans had their work.
那我们就被受命说要来监管整个卫斯理在亚洲的其他国家的这个服侍。
That's why there's 12 countries.
那所以有12个国家。
And I'm going to ask brothers to show you a 4-minute video to give you the summary of what we really do in Asia.
那我们要播放一个4分钟的小短片来看一下，我们总结一下我们在那边的服侍。
And then I will come back.
Okay. 那我再会回来。
Today is home to 60% of the world's population. Four of the main religions are found in that region: Hinduism, Buddhism, Atheism, and ancestral worship.
Asia is still a place where there's lots of poverty and lots of injustices.
There's also a lot of civil unrest, a lot of displaced families, and so we have a great burden of so many dysfunctional things happening within the region. Then that I would want to see a lot more Asians not only get connected to the Western Church, but to really see so many of them come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I guess because we are Asians, and that's natural for us. And we believe that as lives are transformed, then so much of this problem in the region just could change, like the corruption and just the injustices and the poverty and all of that. But unless we bring the change to the people of our Lord Jesus, then it will never happen.
What we're thinking now is to build up centers. We can teach them basic skills in life, like reading, writing, and doing simple arithmetic. Sharing the love of Christ while they're doing this.
We are both convinced that the church, our church, our Wesleyan church, have enough people, only if they'll rise and stand to the challenge, enough people to even be the protagonist, if you want to call it, the first one to respond to this kind of need. And it's just around them. At least in Asia, that's what we believe, that if they would just respond to the call of the Lord, then our church people could address these issues, and we can make a big, big difference, and we can help our own people. I was most recently in Pakistan. I saw in the eyes of people as I spoke really the hunger and the thirst for people to hear about the word, and more than 90% of them are formerly Muslims becoming Christians. Whatever they can take, they'll get it. Even if their situation is so against being Christians, because it's only a minority. Today, we have more than 20,000 members of our Wesleyan Church in 47 churches. This is Pakistan. It's amazing.
Thank you for all the support you have given us through these years. And we know that this is not possible without your help and your ministry.
We would like to thank all of our supporters for their prayers, their financial support, and their continuing partnership.
discipleship and the ministry. We praise God for your investment in the kingdom.
It truly is a privilege to be able to minister in this big region, part of the world where we know the most underworld population are living.
那真的是一个非常大的荣幸，能够在这么大的一个区域里面，就有这么多的人口的地方来服侍。
And although I'm primarily a medical doctor, my heart as well goes to the spiritual needs of the people, not just the physical needs.
虽然我自己是一个医生，但是我心里面特别看重的是这些人的他们的灵魂的需要，不只是身体的需要。
I'm also amazed to see how in some of these places where you have a lot of challenges, you have persecutions, you have difficult life, and yet when you look at them, they're the ones who would seem to be even growing faster and getting more numbers for the Lord.
那我非常惊奇的一点是，那在这些地方呢，有非常多的挑战，有非常多的迫害，生活中有非常多的困难，但是呢，信徒的数量却在增加。
For some reason, in these places, the more difficult the Christian life is, the stronger they are, and the more number they have in their churches.
那由于某些原因呢，基督徒的生活越困难，他们的信心越大。
So I ask the question, why is that?
那我就要问，为什么？
And in fact,I think they are even the ones that are thriving or even growing much more rapidly compared to other places where their, you know, life is easier and there are less challenges.
那我们与其他那些生活非常安相对安逸稍有挑战的地方来比较呢，我们的信徒的数量增长又非常的快。
In 2009, I was in Myanmar and spoke to one of our local missionaries. She's a woman.
那在2009年的时候，我去缅甸，我跟一位女在那边服侍的女士。
She was assigned in a faraway village with, of course, a husband and two little children.
她驻扎在一个非常偏远的乡村，那与她的丈夫和两个小孩在一起。
Some 400 families were Buddhist families were living in that community.
那大概有400个信佛教的家庭住在那个地方。
First 6 months she was there, it was all right. She was relating to the people, settling in life.
那有6个月的时间，他们就先是与当地人交流，先比较安定下来。
But after 6 months, the leader of the community asked her to come to his office.
那六个月以后呢，那个当地的那个这个村长啊，领导他就让他们到他们那个村长的家里面。
Of course, the leader was a Buddhist.
那当然，那个村长是一个佛教徒。
And he told our missionary, "You have to leave this place, leave this village."
他告诉我们的宣教士，你必须要离开我这个地方。
And several times, the leader asked her to come and say the same thing: "Just get out of this village."
有若干次都这个村长都跟他说，你必须要离开我们的村庄。
Of course, he didn't give the reason.
那当然，他没有给出原因。
But our missionary, instead of leaving the village, she decided to stay.
那让我们的宣教士呢，没有离开这个村庄，他继续坚持在那里。
So what the leader did is to call those local, they're not really the police, but they're like the local guards in the community, and ask the help of these guards to basically command this missionary to just leave the village.
那所以他那个村长就让这个村里面的一些警卫，就是让这个宣教士要离开这个村庄。
But she did not leave the village. Instead, she went to the national church and asked for prayers.
那他们并没有离开，反而他们到这个国家的教会里面去寻求祷告的帮助。
Well, this is just a very common example of a challenge or a persecution in a place like that.
那这其实是一种非常常见的挑战和迫害，在这种地方。
And challenges to our churches, to our people, come in many ways.
而这个各种挑战是以各种各样的形式来的。
I was told most of you are from China, and I had the privilege of visiting China as well a couple of times.
那我被告知你们是很多人来自于中国，那我也曾经很荣幸有两次去到中国。
In 2010, I spoke in a meeting like this.
那2010年，我在这样的一个聚会里面讲话。
Somewhere in Shenyang.
在沈阳的一个地方。
But the difference is we were on the sixth floor.
那不同的是我们在六楼。
The doors were closed.
那门都关住了。
The windows were closed.
窗户也关住了。
Probably some 30 people there.
那大概有30个人左右。
We don't have, we don't have these chairs, but we have our like beds because it's an apartment.
那我没有这些椅子，但是我们是有床，那因为是一个公寓楼。
So we sit where we can find fit, but service went on.
那我们就坐在我们可以能坐的地方，那这样子服侍就开始进行。
Of course, some people were by the door because if something comes, we will be warned. Well, stop what we're doing.
那在门口呢，有人在看守，那其实就是说，如果有任何事情发生，我们就被告知，我们可以离开。
To me, that's a big challenge.
那对我来说，这是一个非常大的挑战。
And you live in America, you know here, you can worship with open windows and open doors.
那你们住在美国，你们知道你们可以敬拜的时候可以打开门、打开窗户。
And you can shout and double your voice and nobody will care.
那你可以敬拜的时候用自己最高的声音去赞美，那也没有人会在意。
But out there, we were very careful to make a noise because we don't want.To make a scene.
那我们在那边要非常注意，因为我们不想让人注意到。
That was in China, my small experience in China.
那这是我在中国的经验。
I was in Pakistan in April this year.
我今年四月份的时候在巴基斯坦。
Again, speaking to one of our churches.
我跟一个教会。
Those of you have been there, you will realize our sanctuary is very different.
那你要去那里的话，你会注意到这个环境是非常不一样。
And we just kind of sit on the floor, women, men, children, just like as simple as that.
那我们就非常简单的，就是男女老幼就坐在地板上。
People were very attentive as I was preaching.
那人们都非常的注意专注我，当我布道的时候。
But I noticed.There were two men by the door who were not squatting. They were not sitting on the floor.
那当我我注意到门口有两个人蹲在那里，他们并没有坐下。
But you will observe very, very clearly they were holding something in their hands.
那你会注意到他们非常清楚地看到他们手上有什么东西。
They have rifles.
他们有步枪。
During the service.
在讲道的时候。
So in the end of the service, I found out.They are not really policemen.
那我知道他们其实不是警察。
But they are not bad men either. They are not thieves.
他们也不是说坏人。
They are part of our church.
他们是教会的一部分。
They are members.
他们是教会的成员。
They are Christians.
都是基督徒。
But they were there with those rifles because they helped to guard the service.
他们在那边带着步枪，其实是为了保护那个聚会。
How would you like if our service here? There's somebody there with.
那你会不会觉得你怎么想？那我们的聚会这边旁边有人拿着步枪。
I wouldn't like that.
我不喜欢那样。
But it's a reality. These are the challenges. In some of our churches out there in Asia.
那但是在那些国家里面，这就是那些的现实和挑战。
And although we can say this challenge is actually this kind of.Storms, if you want to call it, this kind of persecution are not new.
那这种挑战，这种迫害呢，这种生活中的风暴，其实并不是全新的。
The text I gave you is in Acts 3 and 4, but we're not going to read through that.
那我给大家的经文是《使徒行传》3章4节，那我们不会完全读到。
But just to review with you the time when Peter and John went to the temple.
那就是我们会读到这个约翰和彼得他们在圣殿里的时候的情况。
They were there to pray.
他们在那里祷告。
But in the temple, there were also there so many beggars and so many disabled people and sick people.
但是在那里也同时有很多的乞丐，非常多的残疾人。
And this one crippled man, when seeing Peter and John coming, immediately was about to face those two disciples.
他当时呢，就是有一个瘸腿的人，看到了彼得来到这里。
Of course, initially he cannot walk, so when Peter and John were facing him, he asked for something. He begged. I'm sure he was asking for some money.
那当然他不能走路，但是他看到了这个彼得和约翰迎面走过来的时候，他就向他们祈求一些东西。
But Peter and John looked straight in his face and said, "Silver and gold, I don't have any, but I'm going to give you something."
彼得和约翰看着他的脸说，我钱财我没有，但是我会给你一项其他的东西。
And Peter said, "In the name of Christ, stand up and walk." And he walked.
那彼得就说，以耶稣基督的名，奉命你起来行走。他就起来行走了。
Peter gave him more than money. Peter gave him his life.
那彼得给他的不只是钱，多于钱，是他的生命。
And we were told in the rest of the story that all he straightened up, he stood and jumped and.Has been praising God.
那我们知道剩下的这个故事就是那个瘸腿的人他就站了起来他就高兴喊叫他就赞美神
So that was a phenomenal miracle, an amazing miracle.
那这是一个非常令人注意的一个神迹奇事
And when the people were ready to lift Peter and John and praise them for what happened, the disciples said, No, you don't praise us, it's not because of us.
那当彼得和约翰就跟大家说，这不是我们，因为我们做的这个事情，不要来表扬我们。
And he said the reason why this man is completely healed.
那有一个重要的原因，这个人被完全医治。
It's simply because of the name of Christ by which he was healed.
那这是因为基督的名才得以医治。
The name of Christ made him walk.
那。基督的名使他行走。
So much power in that name.
在这个名中有如此多的能力。
In fact, in the whole two chapters, it was mentioned here 9 times. The name, power of that name, faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那在这两章中，这个基督的名有被九次提到。
And I believe it is the same name that our people in this persecuted churches in Asia are holding on to whenever they have challenges.
那我相信，这也正是在亚洲的这些被迫害的这些教会中的这些弟兄姐妹们，他们坚守的一个名。
The missionary from Myanmar.
那在缅甸的那个传教士。
She decided to stay because she believed in that name.
那她决定要留下来，因为她相信这个名。
She know even though those leaders there, the village chief is powerful, the name of Christ is even more powerful.
因为他知道，耶稣基督的名比那在当地的村长更有能力。
Because of that, she decided to stay.
就因为这样，他决定要留下来。
She was able to speak to at least more than 100 people in that village.
那他可以在那个村庄里面向至少100个人讲话。
And because of that, 37 people came to know Christ through her ministry.
而有37个人就真的是通过这个服事成为基督徒。
Not only they became Christians, they were eventually baptized.
哦，他们不只是认识到了耶稣基督，他们都被洗礼。
So this is now part of our 54 churches in Myanmar.
所以这就是我们54个教会中的之一，就是在缅甸。
Because of one woman who believed in that name.
这是因为一个女子她相信耶稣基督的名。
But because of that name, using that name, she can accomplish something, and nobody can touch her.
那正是因着这个名，她可以完成这么多的事情，而没有人能够碰她。
I believe it is the same name that is where many of our Chinese brothers and sisters are holding on to whenever they gather for meetings like that.
那我也相信，这正是因为这个名，许多在中国的弟兄姐妹们就是坚守这个名，他们能够在那边敬拜。
They are always there's always a risk whenever they come for gatherings like that.
所以因为在那像他们那样的聚会，永远都是有一个风险。
And you would know better because you at least once upon a time you were in China.
那你们应该知道，因为你们曾经来自那边。
Brother B, who is in the auditorium yesterday, was telling us, 1,200 people being baptized in one day in some parts of China.
那个一个叫 B 的弟兄呢，他说在那个主堂跟我们讲，就一天里面有1,200的人就被受洗在中国。
But they have to do it carefully because someone could be watching.
那他们要做一个非常的谨慎，因为有人要看，要在看着。
There's always the danger to be caught doing that.
那如果说这么做的话，在那里永远都会有被抓的风险。
But because these leaders, these pastors, these people believe in the power of the name, they go ahead anyway.
那而那个当地教会的领袖呢，相信这个名，所以说他们也就去做这么做了。
You know, in Pakistan, the story I told you a while ago.
那刚刚我跟大家讲的巴基斯坦的这个故事。
So people would go to services even with some guards like that around them.
那人们也是因着这个名能够去教会，而虽然教会。有人拿枪来保卫。
But today in Pakistan, we have at least 20,000 members of our Wesleyan Church.
而今天呢，在巴基斯坦大概有20,000名的卫斯理教会的成员。
Because people depend upon that powerful name.
因为当地的人们依靠的是这个蛮有能力的名字。
And I believe that this is the number one provision.That God has for you and for me and for our brothers and sisters, whenever there are challenges coming in our life, just making sure we know that we have the powerful name of Christ.
那我相信这是神给我们的第一重要的供应，也就是在我们困难的时候，我们知道我们可以坚守耶稣基督的名。
I told you we also serve in Nepal as part of our ministry work.
那在尼泊尔我们也有服侍的工作。
Beautiful country, very mountainous.
那非常美丽的国家，有很多的山地。
It is a Hindu country.
是一个印度教的国家。
There's still a rule in the land. If you convert, you can go to jail for 3 years.
那这国家有一个法律，如果说你变成非这个印度教了，你必须要去监狱3年。
If you lead people to Christ and you're caught, you can be prosecuted.
如果说你带着人去信耶稣那你也会被受迫害。
But there's no law that says you cannot pray.
那但是呢，没有法律说你不能够祷告。
So what I do in my hospital every day, I pray for patients, I pray for people, I pray for vacant beds.
那我每天在医院做的服事之一，就是我为病人、为各种各样的人来祷告。
But please, I'm not breaking the law.
你说，那实际上至少我没有破坏法律。
But for our brothers and sisters there, this is something that is not in favor of it.
那这个对我们的弟兄姐妹们来说呢，这个整个的这个环境对他们来说是不利的。
And it's really a challenge.
那对他们来说肯定是个挑战。
Many of the villages there are being led by.Fanatical Hindus.
那很多的这个当地的村庄是被当地的很狂热的这个印度教的分子带领。
So when our pastors would go and preach, they drive the leaders would drive our pastors away.
那我们的牧师去那边去布道的话，那些当地的领导就会把他们撵走。
The country has domestic problems where there are rebels fighting against the government.
那他当时当地还有这个政治的不稳定，有很多的反抗分子和政府在对抗。
For many years, like 6, 7, 8 years.
那已经有六七八年了。
Christians are caught in the middle, so they cannot move around to promote the gospel.
那这个基督徒呢，就是在中间，就是依然还是在。不同的地方去传扬福音。
And then the country is beautiful, but it's not developed at all.
那这个国家非常的美丽，但是呢，一点也不发达。
If you want to go reach out to people, you have to walk.
如果你要去其他地方，你只能靠走。
No vehicles, not a lot of vehicles.
没有很多的车。
And the other thing is most of our Pastors, leaders have very little training in the ministry.
那另外一件事情就是，我们很多的牧师和传道人在那边接受的训练不多。
But they go ahead anyway and share the gospel.
但是他们依然是去传福音。
So what I'm trying to tell you.
所以我想要跟大家讲的是。
Well, everything seems to be against the Christians.
那当任何事情都来反对这个基督徒的时候。
The government rules.
当地的这个政府
against the Christians.
当地政府的这个规则。
The village leaders are against the Christians.
村庄的领导们也是在反对基督徒。
The political situation is against the Christians.
那整个的这个政治状况也是反对基督徒不利。
The geography is not in favor of Christians.
那地理环境也非常的险恶。
And our leaders have very little training.
那我们的当地的领导也有领袖也接受的训练也不多。
But in spite of that,
即使是这样，
our church keep on growing.
那我们的教会继续成长。
In 1996, we have only one Wesleyan church in Nepal.
在1996年，我们只有一个教会。
Today we have 29.
今年我们有29个教会在尼泊尔。
And we have more than 90, what we call cell groups.
我们有90个多于90个的细胞小组。
So why is that?
那为什么是这样子？
Well, simply because.
那只是因为。
Most of our people there, they are really.Filled and empowered by the Holy Spirit.
他们在那里的很多的人都是被圣灵内住，并且被圣灵赋予能力。
They depend so much on the Holy Spirit that even though for themselves they are not capable, they become capable.
那他们如此的倚靠于圣灵，虽然他们自己不行，但是靠着圣灵，他们就行了。
The empowerment of the Holy Spirit is real in their life.
这个圣灵的。给予能力真的是在我们生命之中。
That's why the church is alive and growing today.
那这也就是为什么教会依然今天茁壮的成长。
But don't forget those two things, the name of Christ.
所以他们有两件重要的事情，一个是耶稣基督的名。
The empowerment and the filling of the Holy Spirit.
那与圣灵的内住和圣灵的能力。
And very quickly, the third one is about prayer.
很快的，我想讲第三点就是祷告。
Our people in difficult places, they take prayer to another level.
那在这些困难的地方呢，我们的弟兄姐妹们，他们把祷告带到了一个更高的层次。
This is now the church in Nepal, and here is what they believe in prayer.
那这是在尼泊尔的一个教会，那这是他们对祷告他们的信心。
They definitely value corporate prayer, meaning prayer as a whole.
那他们也非常相信的一点就是一起众人一起祷告。
They believe God will answer everything because God is the God of everything as well.
那他们坚信神是万有的神，他神也会在看顾所有事情。
Some of us sometimes we pray only for the big things, big problems. For our people there, even small things, they take it to God.
那我们很多时候就是为大事情祷告，而在那里的话，他们很小的事情都祷告。
And they truly expect God will answer prayer.
他们真的是期望着神能够回应他们的祷告。
It's like me when my children were small and when they were sick.
那当那个我小孩子非常小的时候，他很病了的时候。
My first reaction because I'm a pediatrician is to give something for the fever.那
我就是我第一，因为我是医生，所以我第一个反应就是我要给他一些药。
For some of our brothers and sisters in Nepal, if a child is sick in the family,
那在我们尼泊尔的弟兄姐妹的家里面，如果小孩子生病的话
，the first reaction is not to give something for fever, but to pray.
那我们他们给的拿出的第一件事情不是药，而是祷告。
So simply taking prayer to a higher level.
所以他们就把祷告带到了一个更高的层次。
Depending on God for everything.
那倚靠神，万事倚靠神。
And trusting God that He will answer those prayers.
相信神会回应那些祷告。
So I don't know about you, brothers and sisters here in America. I know you also have challenges.
所以我知道弟兄姐妹们，我们在美国也依然有很多的挑战。
Maybe a different kind.
那但是可能是不同的种。
But it's the same God.
但是是神，神是一样的。
You can call in the same mighty name of Jesus Christ.
我们依然可以呼求，同一个耶稣基督的名。
You can ask the empowerment of the Holy Spirit in your life.
你可以让圣灵在你生命中赋予能力。
And definitely taking prayer to another level.
那绝对的要把祷告带到一个新的层次。
Because we know God answers prayer.
因为我们知道神回应我们的祷告。
But the caution is that's only true for children of God.
那但是那个提醒一点就是，这些呢只是对于神的儿女来说才是真实的。
Because if some of you are unsure of your relationship with the Lord, then you have to do something first.
那如果说有人在这里还不是很确定你和神的关系是什么呢？你需要做一先做一件事情。
In fact, as I close, I like to lead all of us in prayer.
那在我结束之前，我愿意跟大家做一个祷告。
So let's bow our heads.
所以我们低头，闭眼。
And that's sure of your relationship with Christ. I want to lead you in prayer.
那如果说你想与耶稣基督有一个关系，我想跟大家一起祷告。
Father God, we are so thankful for today.
天父啊，我们为今天向你感恩。
For your word and for example from our brothers and sisters from other places in the world.
那因着他们，我们在世界各地的弟兄姐妹，他们的话语，他们的生活，向你献上祷告。
Thank you, Father, that we can depend upon.The powerful name of our Jesus Christ.
感谢神，我们可以依靠耶稣基督的圣名。
That the infilling and indwelling of the Holy Spirit is all that we need, so that we can be victorious in our Christian life.
我们也感谢圣灵的帮助和内助，也可以面对我们生活中各样的挑战。
And as we come to you in prayer, we know you are going to answer us.
那当我们向你祷告的时候，我们知道你会回应。
If there's anyone, Father, here tonight, today, who is not sure of the relationship with you, please touch that heart.
那主啊，如果说在座的今天有在座的哪一位不是很确定跟你的关系是怎么样的，我们为此而献上祷告。
Make that person hunger for you, and make that person accept that he or she is a sinner.
那主啊，就求你让那个人心灵中的饥渴，呈现出来，让他知道自己是一个罪人。
And for those of us, Father, who are in you, I pray that we will continue to trust you.
那主啊，那我为那些弟兄姐妹们心里面有你的，继续祷告，继续来依靠你。
And depend upon your provisions as challenges come into our life.
那依靠你的供应来过生活。
I pray this in Christ's name for His sake.
那我为奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.